This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The first official report on the crash of an Ethiopian jet says the crew followed the correct procedures. Reuters' Maya Wormsley has the report.
A preliminary report into the Ethiopian Airlines crash concludes that the plane repeatedly nosedived before it crashed and has called on Boeing to review the control system of its 737 MAX 8 aircraft.
It is recommended that the aircraft flight control system related to the flight controllability shall be reviewed by the manufacturer.
At a briefing on Thursday, the Ethiopian Minister of Transport said the jet was in good condition and airworthy, adding that Flight 302 took off normally at first. 157 passengers and crew of 37 nationalities were killed.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. One family who lost a daughter in the crash has brought a lawsuit against Boeing, the maker of the 737 MAX 8 airplane. Michael and Nadia Stumo appeared today in a news conference. Their attorney, Kevin Durkin, introduced the lawsuit.
The case we have brought today is against Boeing, the manufacturer of the aircraft, who is responsible for making sure that this aircraft was safe for flight. It was not.
The self-proclaimed white supremacist accused of last month's deadly mass shootings at two New Zealand mosques is to be kept in custody until June 14th. 28-year-old Australian Brenton Harris Tarrant appeared in court via video link at the High Court in Christchurch Friday morning local time. 50 people died and many more were injured March 15th when a gunman opened fire at two mosques in Christchurch. Tarrant was expected to be charged with 50 counts of murder and 39 counts of attempted murder. For more on these and other stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News in Washington. NATO foreign ministers met in Washington Thursday to celebrate the alliance's 70th anniversary. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo opened the meeting with an appeal for unity to confront great power challenges from Russia, China, and Iran. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said afterward that the members agreed on action to confront a more assertive Russia.
By fielding multiple battalions of SS-C8 missiles, Russia has made the world a more dangerous place. The United States and other allies have tried to engage with Russia about this missile system for several years. We all agree that Russia continues to be in violation of the treaty.
President Trump has said he wants Mexico to stop all illegal drugs from crossing the border into the United States. If not, he says, there will be consequences. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says if Mexico does not do more to stop the migrant flow, he'll put tariffs on cars produced there.
That'll be a very powerful incentive.
And less drastic than last week's threat to close the U.S.-Mexico border. Since then, he'd praised Mexico for doing more. He's also now threatening tariffs if Mexico does not stop illegal drugs from coming into the U.S.
We're going to give them a one-year warning.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Congress voted Thursday to end U.S. participation in the war in Yemen, giving President Donald Trump a bipartisan rebuke of his foreign policy. The House passed the resolution 247 to 175. 16 Republicans joined the majority Democrats. The Senate passed the resolution last month. New York Congressman Elliot Engel, the House Foreign Affairs Committee chairman, says this vote sends a message to President Trump.
The president will have to face the reality that Congress is no longer going to ignore its constitutional obligations when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to determining when and where our military is engaged in hostilities.
Ugandan security forces are still searching for an American tourist and local driver who were abducted at gunpoint this week in a national park. Uganda police spokesman Polly Namaya says the search has necessitated closing some border checkpoints between Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ugandan police have identified the American as Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver as Jean Paul. Uganda says the kidnappers used the victim's phone to demand a ransom of $500,000. Ugandan police say a group of three tourists and their Ugandan driver were out in Queen Elizabeth National Park at about 2 p.m. Tuesday when the unidentified men held them up at gunpoint. I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.